Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute. I am Jason Romano. We hope you've been enjoying these little snippets from previous Sports Spectrum podcast conversations that go over 1,000 episodes and all the way back to 2017 since we launched this show on March 31st of 2017. And today, we're going to take you back to 2018. In the fall of 2018, October 1st, 2018, in a conversation with Samantha Ponder, who works with ESPN, and she's on Sunday NFL Countdown as their host and really a mainstay there. She's done an incredible job having to take over for a legend like Chris Berman on Sunday NFL Countdown. And she has a history of working at ESPN, of course, with the College Game Day crew on Saturdays and then with the Longhorn Network. And she's married to former NFL quarterback Christian Ponder. Both Christian and Samantha Ponder have been on the Sports Spectrum podcast. And we had an opportunity to talk to Sam for the first time back in October of 2018. And one of the questions that I asked her was after reading a book by Bob Goff called Love Does, and then another book called Everybody Always, I wanted to ask Sam what that book meant to her. And her answer is a pretty powerful one on how it changed her and really helped shape her moving forward. This is Sam Ponder from October 2018.
Yeah, I think at first it was that struggle of my whole life I've been so obsessed with like loyalty and justice, these things that obviously are very important, but I think I made them ultimate things instead of like being like, God can handle the Justice Department. I don't need to be his little like sheriff going around. But so once I got past that, but if somebody wrongs you, like they need to know that they're wrong. And, you know, there is a right and wrong and black and white. And like a lot of those things are true, but that's not what God asks us to do. Like God is fully capable of handling that. And so in a way, once I got through his book and really just kind of like sat on some of that stuff for a little while, I found it to be incredibly exciting. Like it takes the burden off of you to be what Bob calls like an attorney for God.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like I spent so much of my time thinking about like, well, this is wrong. And how could this person do this? Even when they were terrible things. Like I found it to be such a freeing thing that when someone like, I mean, really wrongs you. Yeah. And I've had a few of those experiences over the last 5 or so years to not just in action, but in your heart, get to the place where you can say like, I can love you anyway. And it is so hard, but I will say, I feel like I'm at this stage of my life right now. I mean, this is recently, like just recently, where I'm finally seeing like how much better life is when you just let it go. Like just let it go. I've learned that, I mean, over the last year, just time and time again. And I hope I'm finally like learning it. You know, sometimes you like feel like you learn something and then God's like, actually, you didn't really pick that up. So let's try and do this again. But man, it changes the way you handle relationships. I mean, for us, for me personally, it came out of like some trauma, you know, we almost lost our newborn about a month ago. Yeah. And going through that and feeling the pain and like the desperation of that, and then feeling all the feelings that came afterwards, man, does it, it's so cliche, but it like makes you so much more compassionate. And once I turned my frame of mind from like, who's right and who's wrong, to like, how can I show the love of God to people who sometimes don't deserve it, just like me? It's helped a ton. The way Bob lives his life, like you said, is just so inspiring.
I mean, his office is at Disneyland. Come on.
Yeah. For us, he's a company man, you know, anybody who works at Disney, we like,
but that's right.
Yeah, he's amazing. He also reminds me a lot of my parents in terms of like the way he's parented, where it's a little out there, a little like my, you know, I remember my parents like picking us up from school and being like, we're going to Ecuador for 3 weeks. And yeah, you're going to miss school. But like, I learned more in those 3 weeks than I probably did in 2 years of school. So just thinking outside of the box and letting God kind of lead your parenting also, I think he's such a great example of that.
And many thanks to Sam Ponder for joining us back in October of 2018 on the Sports Spectrum podcast, here on the Sports Spectrum Minute. Some powerful words there from Sam, and you can listen to the entire conversation, a part one and a part two, from back in 2018, and we link to that in the show notes, so you can find it there at sportsspectrum.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. So we appreciate you tuning in for this little snippet called the Sports Spectrum Minute, and we'll have a brand new episode of the Sports Spectrum Podcast coming your way next time. Join us then, and thanks for tuning in to the Sports Spectrum Podcast. Check us out at sportsspectrum.com, and we will see you next time here on the show.